Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, and joined in studio by our guy, the Razor. We picked him up last year, and we loved it, and so we're sticking with it. And he's in studio, and the man has some willpower. I know that because there's tremendous barbecue over there, and he didn't eat it.
Yep. No, I didn't. I'm staring it down, but I got my suit on. It's going to end up somewhere.
You do have your TV clothes on.
It's going to be on my face.
You got a long night ahead of you.
Yeah.
Let's start with some positivity, because I think a lot of people thought there might be a long season ahead of us all. And then I watched a hockey game last night, and I am not a hockey puckhead expert by any means, but the theory we went with yesterday was if Swayman's good and Pasta scores, you might win some games. Well, Swayman was really good. Pasta scored, and you won the game. And I'd actually like to start here. Marco Sturm, his first period interview on TNT, would have been better if it was with you, but on TNT, all smiles, appreciative seemingly of his lot in life and where he is and what he's doing. What is he bringing to this team? Is what I saw some insight into what he's bringing to the team?
And what you saw is Marco Sturm.
Yeah.
I played with him. He was here, a teammate of mine, one of the most positive teammates that I'd ever played with.
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. He's, and I think what you saw on the ice is what you get from him as well in organization, discipline, structure. He is full, very A-type. Everything's going to be the same every day. He expects everybody to be in a certain position at all times. He'll do it in a positive way, in a smiley way, but in a very direct way as well. So I think what we saw yesterday, what we've seen through camp is what you get with Marco, what you're going to get with this team. Now, it's very, very important to get off to a good start for this team. If it goes 5-1 the other way, tonight's a different story. This weekend, the amount of games in October is a different story. So certainly very, very positive in Bruin land after game one.
What did you make of the power play? I think was an issue for this team. Obviously, last year I think they ranked the bottom of the league in power play. That was a great power play goal that they had. Got into the zone fast. Just talk about just the special teams in particular. They had five penalty kill opportunities as well, which is maybe not good. But just talk about the special teams in particular last night.
So that's part of the checklist, right? The checklist was Swayman. The checklist was defensive structure and organization, and then special teams. Since I came back following these guys, and when I played against the Bruins, they were always top five, top 10 in both power play and penalty kill. And last year, they're at the bottom. And that's a direct correlation to where they ended up in the standings. They brought Steve Spott in, assistant coach, associate coach, I guess is his real title, with Sturmey. He's a guy He coached against me in juniors in the late 90s up in Ontario. He's been around forever. He's followed Pete DeBoer for the most part, been to Stanley Cup finals, been to conference finals, and he's run power plays at all of those places with high-end players, with high-end talent, and he has a great mind for special teams. And the guys alluded, Sturmey alluded it to it, David alluded to that play was done, you know, he drew that up yesterday morning. He saw that in the tape. He knew they could go indirect.
The indirect pass
correct,
off the board there?
Exactly. Okay. So just to use a point, he doesn't have a magic play every single game, right? Like there isn't magic plays, and unlike football, you can only do so much with the tape and what you see in hockey. Sure. But the point of that is they're much more oriented to those special. They know how much they had to get better at it. They know how much it failed them last year, and the reality is last season, if they took five penalties, they only got two power plays. And they were in a 1-1 game in the third period, they were losing that game last season. The one way or the other, their power play wasn't going to get that goal, and their penalty kill was going to give one up after their power play didn't get it last season. So I think we saw a lot last night of the contrast from just 3 weeks with this new coaching staff compared to last season.
So we got to talk about Swayman. Yeah. Last year, I'll be honest, I hated him. Just in like everything he said in the contract and the business, like didn't want to hear him talk. And then you get the deal and then you don't show up. I'm watching games. We were keeping track of games where he allowed like five goals or more. And there was a bunch of them. Mm. And then he said this offseason, he's a new human. And last night he looked like a guy that is a franchise goalie. Are we going to get back to that? Is he going to live up to his contract, his own expectations, our expectations? Because you talk about getting off to a fast start was important.
Yeah.
Maybe no more necessary for anyone other than him.
No question. More important for him to get off to a hot start than David getting 3 points
right.
last night. If David went 0-for last night,
we know it's coming.
We know it's coming. With Jeremy, he certainly he knows that he's feeder to the fire, and any starting goalie after the contract and the season that went last season, he knows that he has to step up. So, listen, I'm not over exaggerating towards one game. Well, I'm not doing that. But what we also saw last night was no breakaways, no 2-on-1s, no odd man rushes. The penalty kill we each touched on didn't break down. They gave up 11 power play shots last night, but they weren't the ones through the middle of the ice. They weren't seeing passes. They weren't from behind the net to the front of the net. They did a better job on the outside.
Yep.
So goaltenders are a product of the circumstance as well. And if the circumstance out in front of is more structured than Jeremy Swayman, then my expectation for him is to play like that last night all the time. Not give up any weak goals, be solid, make one or two saves that you have to make as an NHL goaltender, and win games. So I'm not, there's no predictions here, not doing the if game. He has to do it. There's just no way other than saying he has to do it and he has to play like that continually.
Andrew, this time last year, there was a lot of just drama. It felt like in the preseason, you know, you had Jim Montgomery still was a lame duck, and you had, you know, obviously Jeremy not being there for a lot of the training camp, you know, wrinkled some feathers, if you will. But this year's training camp's pretty quiet, you know, nothing really much to report on. And do you think that's a good sign that just things were just kind of quiet and there wasn't a lot of drama? And so it bodes well for maybe them getting off to a good start?
No question. And in hindsight, to your points of hindsight last season and us looking back, they're going to figure it out. The Bruins, they'll get back to it. It is a little chaotic. It feels like things aren't really going the right way. There's a little bit of tension, whether it was Swayman, whether it was Montgomery. There was a feel when you're around it, and you guys have been around locker rooms and been around, you know, people long enough. You get a sense. But I was always, this has never happened here as long as I've seen it. And as long as Zdeno's been around, this hasn't happened. So they're going to pull through it. But hindsight proved us that it did affect them, and they didn't pull out of it all the way through the season. It was a spiral. So certainly different this season, and certainly they didn't have a choice either. Mm-hmm. They have no choice to not have a great training camp and come out of this season a little sluggish. So if they look like they did last night and they find a way again tonight, that pulls you through 10, 15 games. Now, at some point here in October, you have to start making adjustments. You have to start changing what you thought this team would be or certain players would be and say, okay, we have to make this adjustment or that adjustment. Or you look around the league and say, all right, this team's doing that. We have to incorporate this a little bit or change this. So that's going to be on Marco as a new head coach that he's never done. I don't know what that's going to look like, but to this point, it's been a masterclass in being organized, being ready, and hitting the ground running.
So Andrew Raycroft here with us on WEEI Afternoons, as he will be, I think, pretty much every Thursday through the season. Hopefully it continues to trend as it has after one game. But, you know, there's another one tonight.
There's
back
only 81 left, so what bad could happen now?
So as we sort of check off the big talking points of the offseason or heading into the season, we've talked about the coach, we've talked about the goalie and the scoring, the different things. You mentioned Zdeno Chara. They don't have a captain. I believe it's since 2001, the first time they started a year without a captain. In the world of hockey, in the world of the Boston Bruins, they have three alternate captains, right?
Yeah.
Is that a big deal, or is that the old joke that Ted and I kind of made off air yesterday? Like, if you have three quarterbacks, you don't have one. If you have three alternate captains, does that mean you don't have a captain, you don't have a leader?
No, I think leadership... just it comes in all different forms and ways of controlling dressing rooms and reacting to different scenarios. For me, this was an easy decision to not have one this year. I'm glad they didn't. So San Jose Sharks, for instance, they're in a much different place. Joe Thornton left there. He was a longtime captain. He's retired now 3 or 4 years. They haven't had a captain since there. They went with five guys.
Jeez.
They have a young group. They have Macklin Celebrini, who is down the road here at BU, that hockey people around here have heard his name, first overall pick. He's going to be the captain, but they've surrounded him with four other guys. I'm glad the Bruins didn't roll out four. Yep. I was concerned. I would have been more concerned if they said, okay, we're going to go Charlie and David, and then we're going to rotate an assistant through every other week or every month. That doesn't feel right to me.
No.
This scenario with them going with just the three guys, Hampus Lindholm is an absolutely perfect scenario for that third spot as an assistant, and let the season play out. It's not going to make a difference them winning a cup or losing a cup if they don't have someone with a C on their jersey at this point. But because they have three good people with A's on, and they have very good leadership in the bottom six, which I don't think they had a lot of last season.
Do you
and
think
they've got that?
There's eventually a C in that group, or is there a different C that we don't know where it is now? Like,
no, the C's coming out of that group.
Yeah. Okay.
The C's coming out of that group. I think they want to. I think you will take a lot from this season. There's a lot that goes into it that I wouldn't be privy to on what makes that decision, but my sense is the captain's in the group A's.
Who makes that decision?
It's a good question.
Does it vary from team to team?
It does.
I gotta think Cam Neely has a say.
Oh yeah. Cam Neely.
But does Marco Sturm have a say?
It would be I don't know that. So certain teams the captain would mean less, right? Like there's teams that the Columbus Blue Jackets have been around for 25 years, and they probably had eight captains.
Right.
The Bruins have had eight captains in 50 years, and it's original six, and it's Boston, and it's the Bruins, and they have a lot of numbers retired that have Hall of Famers.
So it's more prestigious, maybe.
Much more prestigious.
Yeah.
Much more prestigious.
Okay.
Being the captain of the Montreal Canadiens or the Boston Bruins or Detroit, like original six team,
New York
it means
Yankees.
More. You have to think about it more. I think the person who makes the decision who the captain is goes up a lot further in an organization like the Bruins compared to franchise A.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so the top line looked pretty good last night, right, with Geeky and Lindholm and Pasta. Who do you think can maybe separate themselves, one of the young forwards in that second and third line or fourth line? Who do you think can maybe distinguish themselves from those groups, those lines, being a young forward?
Well, Fraser Minton's the youngest guy who stuck. He killed him. He had the most penalty kill time last night, which is pretty impressive for a 20-year-old kid. Will he chip in offensively right away? I think he's more dialed in as a third line center to really get his defensive game, his structure, and understanding where he needs to be on the ice. It's It's the big question. Of course, that top line's going to, they're going to get points. It's where's the other scoring come from? Now, I think the idea is they don't need to get a whole lot of it if they play really well defensively. But for me, more so than the forwards, it's the back end. With McAvoy and Lindholm being fully healthy, they're the ones that are going to have to drive some of that secondary offense. They're going to have to score from the back end. They were second last in the league in defense scoring last year. Toronto was the last. They were second last with 14 goals from their D. Cale Makar in Colorado had 30. So they need to find a way to up some of that offense from the back end. And whether that's those second and third lines crashing the net and getting hit with pucks and tipping pucks and causing chaos in front and just being kind of meat and potatoes, that seems like more of the reality than just one of the middle six coming out of nowhere like Morgan Geeky did last year and scoring 35 goals. I think it's more by committee, and the back end has to drive it.
So I do a lot of Twitter polls on various questions. Yesterday's was, are the Bruins a playoff team as they begin the season?
And that was fun.
76% said no. It was pretty resounding. Is that a negative view? Is that a realistic view? Do you think they are a playoff team?
Well, I think it's no. It can. I mean, for the 76%, that's realistic view, right? I think there's no one picking this team to win the division. I wouldn't pick this team to win the division because of what we've just talked about. But I think what we did see and what we have seen here in the last 3 weeks is there is a blueprint to scratch wins out this season, and it's really easy from last season. To how it was so bad at the end of the season, to look at that and say, man, they're so far away. But the reality is that the Four Nations in February, when we went into Four Nations before Charlie McAvoy got hurt, they were in the playoffs. They were right there. And we talked about the chaos of the season and Montgomery getting fired and Swayman playing bad. And this team was still in the playoffs in February. Now, I'm not saying that that's automatic this year, but There's a possibility. There's a way to hang around the landscape in the wild card. There's a way to play and stay in games and get overtime points and stay in the mix. And I think that's what this team will do. If they make a move and the right moves at the right time at the deadline or before that and get maybe one more score, I think they can push themselves into a playoff spot.
Does Pasta have to have, so let's see, he had 3 points last night, three times 82. Is he going to have 250 points on the season for that to happen?
Well, if that's the case, then the 76% are completely right. It's crazy. He led the league last year in the percentage of points for his team at 47%. McDavid was 46, Draisaitl was 46. David was basically, that basically tells you he's the MVP of the league MVP of his team.
Yeah, Dan Ball, our producer, was arguing, and I was like, I don't think you can be this bad and argue you're the MVP and keep losing games.
He legitimately could have been, the last 2 years he could have been, with him getting 100 points and the next best guy getting 57 and 67 the last couple of seasons. It will look similar to that. He's going to get 100 points again. You see that if he's healthy, plays 80 games, he's going to get 100 points. He's just that good. But can they get into the playoff? The question, can you get into the playoffs with just him getting 100 points and everyone else 45? It's really hard nowadays in the NHL. There's just too much scoring.
The style of play that the Bruins are going to be known for, it feels like they just want to be a gritty, tough team, right? And Cam, but Cam kind of alluded in the preseason, interview that he did, basically that, they're still looking for offensive firepower, and that is something that they are going to be keeping their eye out for. Do you see them doing something mid-season to kind of bolster that part of the team up?
I do. I 100%. They're trying. They tried all summer. You're seeing it just the last couple of days. Jack Eichel signs, Connor McDavid signs, Kyle Connor signs in the NHL. These guys are all 40 goal scorers, 100 point players. They don't grow on trees, and they don't fall off of trees when free agency comes. They get locked up. The Bruins wanted to get a bunch of guys that they signed with their teams last season. They couldn't go out and get anybody, or there weren't anybody available really this summer that would fit that goal scoring prowess. So there will be opportunities to make trades, and I'm sure Don Sweeney's calling for that. And they're very aware that they would love to add one more piece to help David just a little bit and take some of the pressure off him scoring wise and help power play, etc. So I there's no question that if there's a deal to be made, they're going to make it. Absolutely. They want to be aggressive, and they know they can be aggressive with that.
So we talked about Swayman. Obviously, he's not going to play 82 games.
No.
I heard a comment from Marco Sturm, something about he's sort of a 2-1 guy, but he doesn't really map it out. Uh-huh. How do we expect that to play out so we don't read too much into it as we start to analyze the goaltending?
Yeah, so I don't read. Korpisalo is going to play tonight.
Okay.
They have 13 games before Halloween. 13 okay. games in 21 days to start the season. An 82-game season that stretches 7 months.
Yep.
And you have 13 out of the gates. You're going to see a lot of Korpisalo. Okay. I would expect an 8-5 kind of split here. Out of that first 13.
Not an easy schedule to start.
No.
I mean, because then in November, they two West Coast trips that are going to be long.
Correct. Everybody's schedule's brutal. Los Angeles Kings played Colorado, one of the best teams at home, played Vegas, the second best team last night, and then they go to Winnipeg and play the best team on Saturday. There's a ton of bad schedules, tough schedules because of the Olympics, because how condensed it is. So everybody's going to need their other goalie. I think the split is 50-32 at the end of this season. I think that and that's with both goalies playing well. I think that's kind of the sweet spot for this. And you're definitely not going to read too much into who's playing or where they're playing. There's definitely an opportunity that 8-5 goes the other way. If Korpisalo rattles off 6 in a row here to start the season, then you
will be reading into that.
Well, we will be reading into it, but it's just the way the season sets up that you can in October, November, you can do it with and still have everybody on the same page and get everybody back by Christmas.
So you mentioned the Olympics coming off the Four Nations and the success of that.
Ugh.
Obviously,
it was, but not for Charlie McAvoy.
Not for the Bruins. It was literally the worst thing that could have happened for the Bruins.
It might have been the coolest hockey game I've ever seen in my life.
It was.
Okay, I wasn't around for like 1980 and all those things.
I was. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Well, you're old.
thank you. Yes.
But how do we expect that to play out? Some Bruins in the mix? Like, how does that all play out? And then we learned a lesson last year. If you're going to play physical hockey, you can get hurt and it can affect your Bruins season.
Yes, you certainly, the Bruins of all teams learned the lesson how much these mid-season tournaments. I guess the Olympics will have different referees, so there won't be three fights. we will not get so Four Nations had NHL referees. The Olympics will have double IIHF referees, guys that you know you're co-refereeing Europe that
the,
you will
the Chicago Kachuk brothers will be playing in
no,
it.
No, so they're going to be grinding. Just it won't look the same. It won't have the same physicality, I suppose.
Okay.
But
is it the Olympic arena? Is this bigger space?
Correct. It'll be Olympic ice surface, so which is different. A little bit wider, a little bit more room, which will affect the physicality part of it. There's going to be a lot of hype for it, and that's about for our game, right? Yeah. You guys talk football all day. For hockey people, the Olympics, Winter Olympics especially, is a big deal because we end up on NBC for the next 6 months. You're going to see Charlie McAvoy's face plastered. The Kachucks, they'll be plastered across all of the social media
but
and everything.
You guys get the importance of that, where I don't think the other sports do. You guys, as players, know the importance of that being, even though you're not getting paid for it, how important it is for your sport, right?
We do. Yes, we do. And guys, it's important to, like, our international hockey is important, especially in Canada and even here in the United States now, as you're seeing, it's starting to grow. Yeah. But definitely in Sweden and in Czech Republic. That's kind of where your legacy really gets made. The Brad Marchands, Patrice Bergeron, Sidney Crosby's, they're known for winning gold medals in the Olympics in Canada, just as much as Stanley Cup. So, guys take it very seriously and are very, very honored to be able to get those opportunities. So the Bruins will have McAvoy, of course, he's there. Swayman will have competition to get on Team USA. He won world championship gold, but there's two or three or four other goalies fighting for that third spot. Of course, David Pastrnak, Elias Lindholm, Hampus Lindholm, they'll be on Sweden. So I would expect the Bruins to be down 5 or 6 guys. Zacho play as well. So yeah, 6 or 7 guys that'll be playing during the Olympics, which I might guess is about about average of all the NHL teams.
All right, before we let you go, you sort of brought it up, marketing and TV and NBC. Something I was sort of bitching about because I couldn't believe it was real. We're sitting here doing the show yesterday, and I'm watching the Florida Panthers, and I'm like, are they showing a recap? And then I'm like, wait, is this their opener? The Florida Panthers, the Stanley Cup champions, are opening up at home. So, like, it's that big night. Like, you know, in football, we're used to Thursday night. You get your own
late
night.
Afternoon is
and
what
it was. Yeah, it was like 5 o'clock. Like, how does that happen? What the hell was going on there?
Oh, and not to mention right in the middle of, like, Major League Baseball.
Yes. Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
So, yeah. Well, I get the reality is this is the reality. And this is why, I mean, the Boston Bruins are on national TV this coming into this season, maybe making the playoffs, maybe not. The Bruins have the most national TV games. So we get Nesson got poached the most out of everybody in the league, and it comes down to people will watch Pittsburgh, New York much more than what they'll watch Chicago and Florida, even if it's a Stanley
even
Cup raising banner.
Yeah, wow.
So you put the Rangers on at 8 o'clock. If it wasn't the Rangers in Pittsburgh, it would have been Boston and Pittsburgh at 8 o'clock. Huh. So it really comes down to the draw, the ratings number and what teams. And the Bruins, Pittsburgh, Rangers, no matter what's going on, will draw more than anyone down here in the United States.
Interesting.
All right, yep. So 2-0 tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Nothing to see. No, Chicago's much more of a rebuilding scenario than the Bruins. I think the way the Bruins have played thus far, and I'm including preseason, will negate what Chicago's good at, which is skill and speed. They should be able to slow them down. They should actually be able to score some goals. And yeah, I think they're going to continue the momentum off last night. I had this one to win all the way. So, yeah, 2-0. Why not?
I love it. Then there'll only be 80 left.
That's right. 2-82. 2-80 is pretty good still.
Yes.
Don't forget, Morning Brew.
Morning Brew.
Billy Jaffe, Andrew Raycroft.
As somebody who loves a play on words, it's one of the better podcast radio show type names out there. Morning Brew, love it. Andrew Razor Raycroft, good luck on TV.
Thank you.
Kept your clothes clean because you didn't have any barbecue.
No,
and we will we'll talk to you next Thursday, man.
Thanks, guys.
Razor Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, the Bruins are playing real hockey. The Celtics, well, they're playing some exhibition basketball. We'll break that down. Jaylen Brown, you see that? 21 points in the first half. You see that, Ted Johnson? 21 points. That's 42 in a full game. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Another turnover, and here is Javon Small. Oh, blocked by Gonzalez. Get that out of here.
It's another opportunity in transition, but Gonzalez says no way. Third block of the night.
I mean, it's everything. If you defend, you're able to run. Everybody in this team wants to run, wants to have open shot in transition, going for dunks and everything. I mean, that's what we're looking for, you know? So as soon as we have the defense up there, if we are able to run, we're going to be really, really dangerous.
As Hugo, we go, Gonzalez and the Boston Celtics.
That was the Celtics player saying that?
Yeah.
If we run and gun, what?
They
the
were running.
The slowest team in the NBA last
year.
No.
You're living in the past, Ted Johnson. We live in the present where our feet are. The Boston Celtics get the 121-103 victory.
Who doesn't like to dunk,
as
he
Memphis.
Says?
Well, that's what I've argued for years. Isn't it more fun to dunk than just shoot up, jack up threes? Anybody in any YMCA in America can do that. But they still shot a boatload of threes, by the way. It's not like they've removed the three-point shots from their game. Just felt like some of the forced threes were removed. Yeah, they shot
just 53.
53, so 50. They still, and well, they hit a low percentage.
Yeah, he did, 15 of 53, 28%.
But there's definitely a new vibe. So we saw the starting lineup of Xavier Tillman, Sam Hauser, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, and Chris Boucher. Jaylen Brown, let's start with him because he's the star of the team now.
The truth.
Your guy, yeah.
The truth is he had 21 points in the first half, which is Andy's side of the argument. Ted, would you like to...
And he only played one half.
He did.
Yeah.
Ted, would you like to offer up any statistics or you want me to tell you what I think you should offer up?
Oh, no, I please, by all means, offer up.
So, in 20 minutes, how many assists do you believe that Jaylen Brown had?
I'm going to guess Jaylen Brown, he doesn't like to share the ball. I'm going to say one.
Well,
two.
You'd be wrong. He had zero.
Wow. That's him.
So he scored.
Gets
he was efficient.
Sticky. Gets a little sticky when he gets the ball.
He hit 3 of 6 3-pointers. He hit 6 of 13 field goals. So the shooting was great. 21 points. That's all nice. But I would like to see, if you remember when I was taking that short-lived victory lap post-Tatum injury, was that game 5 when he had all the assists? Because you said it got sticky.
That's right.
And he had all the assists, and I was like, oh, maybe it doesn't get sticky when there's no JT around.
And then game 6 came.
Then it all fell apart, although I still say he played well in the first half. this is going to be something to watch. Like, we know he can score, right? We know he can push the basketball.
Oh, definitely.
We know he can be an athlete. He can defend. Now, I will say, the good news is Derek White had 10 assists in 27 minutes. So he's obviously going to be a big part of that. And Derek White was your plus-minus leader at plus 22. So Derek White, we fixate Fitzy on Jaylen Brown, but there is this Derek White thing where, remember that comment last year, Fitzy, when he said something to the effect like, yeah, sure, I'd like to score 30 every night, but on this team, we all have roles, and that's not my role, so I step up when they ask me to step up. Something, I'm paraphrasing. Well, guess what? Now it's your role to be the best offensive player you can be on this reconfigured basketball team. And there's an opportunity for Derek White to score a lot more points, have a lot more assists, and, like, you know, put up some pretty impressive numbers.
We always expect Derek White to play plus-level defense. The guy can do everything. And I remember praising him back in the spring when the Celtics were kind of flat in that opening series against Orlando, and Derek White saved their ass on multiple occasions through a series that ultimately took a lot out of them before they lost to the Knicks. Now, with no Jason Tatum, who, by the way, was dunking in his own little nice little personal highlight reel that he put out on socials earlier today.
Uh-oh. Can't even let JB enjoy one day.
It's typical.
Nope.
Yeah. JB has 21, and Tatum's like, put a video out. Put a video out there talking about JB. They got to talk about me.
But Derek White, Mr. Selfless, who doesn't need to put out any promotional reels and even looks awkward in his own Sam Adams beer ads, will do anything for you anytime, anywhere. You want plus defense? Awesome. Got it. You want hustle on the court and 10 assists? I got you. You want me to bank in the first shot of the game like a tiny Tim Duncan? I'm all over it. He's my favorite Celtic for a reason, and he's going to need to do a little bit of everything until we see what this team really becomes. Somewhere between Thanksgiving Ted and Valentine's Day when Tatum is back to health.
Yeah, look, I'm the biggest D. White fan, you know, as well, for the literally same reasons. I trust him with the ball. Like he's an elite defender on the perimeter. We know that. Even around the rim, I mean, he's elite. But I feel comfortable with him being, you know, a primary ball handler too. Like it doesn't.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't have to be in JB's hands. Bringing it up the court, I feel comfortable with Derek White bringing it up. I feel comfortable with Derek White kind of getting the offense going in any particular set. And he's just got a great mind for finding the open guy or just knowing when he needs to attack or knowing when he needs to just slough off and let somebody else kind of do their thing because they're cooking. He has a great basketball mind, and so I trust him in pretty much every situation out there.
So we obviously didn't get a full taste of the new-look Celtics. Anfernee Simons didn't play. Peyton Pritchard didn't play. Yeah. We did get Luka Garza, who during the broadcast, I think it was Scal brought it up, something to the effect about like advanced analytics really like his game, and he could have a sort of a breakout here in Boston. He was an intriguing player, scored 10 points, was plus 10 in 16 minutes. But this is going to be interesting. I will say, I don't know how good they're going to be. And yes, I saw you on the text line, 617. Sorry, Andy. Jaylen Brown is overrated and overpaid. You'll see this year. Maybe he is. Well, I do think he's overpaid, but that's a different topic. That's just the way NBA finances work. It's like quarterbacks in the NFL. It's a bunch of quarterbacks that make way too much money that aren't in the same world as Patrick Mahomes, but somehow their paycheck is bigger than Patrick Mahomes.
Brock Purdy?
Yes, perfect example. But this is going to be fun to see how it comes together. And in the middle of it all, and it's funny, Stiz and I happened to, because we were bouncing around, check in on the same part of the game, and there was a timeout where Joe Mazzulla was pissed off. And I forgot exactly, I think they gave up an offensive rebound or something, and he called timeout, and the ball was bouncing in the key, like right, and he walked out aggressively like, I thought he was going to kick it for a minute. Then he picked it up. I didn't know if he was going to throw it, do something, slam it like players do. And then it's like he composed himself and walked back to the huddle and dealt with the timeout and you know, went to the team and coached them.
His inner psychopath almost got the best of him.
Absolutely.
He almost chose violence.
Judo, wow. Somersault, or whatever. Joe Mazzulla came out on my television. Yep. But it's going to be an interesting year for him. The style of play, the timeouts, what he gets out of it, how he pieces this all together. Probably dealing with some personalities, dealing with Jaylen Brown, and then dealing with Jaylen Brown when Jason Tatum, if and when he does. Joe Mazzulla's got a lot on his plate this year.
It does. And a lot of people are going to be watching to see how he does without Jason Tatum there. And is he a good coach, or is he just a good coach when JT is there? And the fact that they are pivoting to such a different way of playing, you know, offense is
love it. Up tempo.
Right?
I love it.
I thought the whole 3-point thing and the spacing thing was like his bread and butter, and he would never deviate from that. And I like that he's able to kind of adjust on the fly. I mean, you see the kind of the new NBA with the two teams that we saw in the finals last year. You gotta, if you're gonna want to keep up with those run and gun teams, you're gonna have to become one yourself. So I'm curious, just like you guys, to see how he does kind of managing all of this without Jason Tatum there and with a totally new style of offense.
And that's what a good coach does, Fitzy, is he looks at his personnel and says, well, how can I put these X number of players out there and win, right? Like, you can't just roll out the same lineup and say, okay, which guy's going to be Porzingis? Which guy's going to be Drew Holiday? Which guy's going to be Al Horford? They're not here anymore. So you need to take the guys and put them out there in a way that they can succeed.
Size is a major challenge. You just lost Horford, Porzingis,
Tell me
Cornette.
About it.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, well, we could go into this. We do not nearly have enough time. But you lose three giants, three brohemoths like that. Now, obviously, you'll be smaller. You got to play up-tempo. You have to change things up a bit. And it's great to see that they were moving the ball so quickly. Yeah, it's against a quadruple-A basketball team in preseason Charlotte as well. I don't care about that. What I did care about, I saw hustle. I saw the effort, and I saw bombs from Shireman, and more importantly, the new Celtics legend, Hugo Gonzalez, last night. Dude, if anybody plays with that kind of defensive tenacity this season, Celtics are going to be super likable.
Win or lose.
Most importantly, Jalen Brown is on pace to average 42 points per game. That'll get you all
Mason
NBA.
Miller approves this post.
JB. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, the Red Sox got bounced, and we kind of moved on from postseason baseball, but it's going on without us, and it's now going on without the New York Yankees. There's a lot of fun, exciting baseball being played. We'll check in on the Major League Baseball playoffs up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Dale, die, Yankee lose.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Every single one of you, bullpen game, Nathan Lucas, Miles Straw, all you mother it takes everybody every day. Start spreading the news, bitches. We're going.
This might be the quickest turnaround on a manager I've ever had. I thought he was toast. John Schneider. Said,
oh, for Blue Jays, yeah, they were falling.
The sky is falling.
Yeah.
Now he's like, we're going on, bitches.
Awesome.
That might be my favorite coach's manager's speech of all time, right there.
But
they're vibing. We use that a lot for the Red Sox.
Big Poppy, too, man. Just rubbing it in Jeter's face.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, if I were Jeter, I'd be like, your team was eliminated last week.
Yeah, but you know what? The Yankees make it
out.
The Yankees make it every year. They've made it 9 out of 10 years that Aaron Boone's been the manager there, and yet they haven't won a World Series.
Nope.
Any of those times. So
I thought your guy, Parcells, said just get into the tournament, then anything can happen. They get into the tournament every year, and the thing never happens for them.
I mean,
historically, it has like 27 times, whatever the hell it is, over history. But do we think,
Fitzy, and you guys, that if the Red Sox would have played the Blue Jays, it would have been a different outcome?
No.
Nope.
They would have gotten smoked. The Blue Jays, I could not have been more wrong on a team. I thought the Blue Jays were dead in the water. Remember when we did the Friday prediction show and I was like, I want to play the Blue Jays. They're going to play the Blue Jays. They're toast. The sky is falling. Now they might be the most vibing team in baseball. Like, so, I mean, it helps when Vlad is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. He is becoming one of those guys that just has a special postseason. But I think they got a little something going on in that clubhouse up there in Toronto.
Oh, they certainly do right now. They got a lot of something going on right now. And it's being led by Poppy's boy, Vladdy Jr., who basically reminded all of us last night, A, why we wanted him here so badly and would have traded Casas and any other prospect for him before they signed him to a 14-year, $500 million deal, and B, why that guy is one of the most lethal right-handed bats in Major League Baseball. Dude is a stud.
We do need to give credit where credit is due. Aaron Judge shows up. Aaron Judge, he beat you with singles. Then he hits the home run the other night when I had already stomped on their grave to not lose that game. Hits the foul pole. And he had two hits last night.
Two hits and a walk.
His on-base percentage for the postseason is .581.
Yeah.
I believe that's for the entire postseason if I'm reading it right.
Stanton kind of pushed out, though.
Well, yeah, that's what Stanton do. Sometimes if Stanton don't hit bombs,
he carried them last
year.
He had 11 home runs in the postseason.
Yeah, well, you know.
It was kind of the opposite. The Judge was a sub-200 hitter in the playoffs last year, so they kind of flipped the script. But, sorry, Judge, not good enough.
But not to take my own victory lap, but you look at this. Vladimir Guerrero, .529 average.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, .500 average. Like, the Red Sox need one of those stars that's in the middle of the lineup that you say, no matter what the hell else happens around them, he's going to perform.
Didn't we all do this yesterday? We all went around the table and asked, okay, what's the number one need the Red Sox need in the offseason? And I think all of us said a right-handed power bat.
And did you see Kyle Schwarber? Not right-handed power bat, but Kyle Schwarber had a couple home runs for the Phillies to keep their season going.
He's a left-handed power bat, right?
But, like, he's special. He's got something. Yeah, need one of – and maybe you'd argue, Andy – the answer to that is Roman Anthony. He's the guy that's going to have the 500 on-base percentage and hit 400 in a series in the postseason. But I'd prefer he be the guy that doesn't have to be that in what I'm going to call year one. This was, I mean, how many games did he play in? I don't even know what the final number was. He starts 50, late.
Like 57 or something.
Finishes, so a third of a season, barely. So next year is his first season.
And what, only two? I think he only had two home runs. I mean, got on base all the time.
Right.
Didn't hit a ton of home runs.
So, like, next year is his first year to not put that all on him, to find somebody who can be your, as you said, Fitzy, it was supposed to be Guerrero. Weren't we trading Tristan Casas for Vladimir Guerrero? Whatever happened to those trades?
It was Casas and Devers. That was your package.
Yeah, let's go. When was that going to happen? Can we
Casas,
still do it?
Devers, and Toli for Vladdy would have been FBM. Fine by me.
Since we traded Devers for Hicks, can we now trade Hicks for Guerrero?
And
is that how that
and
works?
Harrison.
And Harrison. Oh, I'm happy, Fitzy, to include him in the deal.
And that James Tibbs kid that you sent out for Dustin May. So it's Dustin May, Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks for Vlad Jr.
I don't think the Blue Jays are going to go for that.
Why? I thought the sky was falling.
Even with an exchange rate that nobody understands, I don't think they're going to go for that. That's unfortunate. But baseball rolls on. The Blue Jays. Are the Blue Jays going to go to the World Series? Are we going to be watching the Blue Jays?
No.
Mariners are going to give them a hell of a fight.
Nope.
I think so.
That's all you got?
Wow.
I think the wings got the best of
them. The wings, God bless those wings because they are so good. You can't stop eating them, but they are so spicy and a kick of it just came back up. But no, I think that
speechless.
They got what you said the word, Andy, earlier, vibes. I think they got the vibes going right now, and I think they might get lucky.
Those wings that Stiz is all choked up on are from the Smoke Shop Barbecue. That's thesmokeshopbbq.com. If you want to get some, we've been raving about it. The best food drop ever, the brisket, the mac and cheese. And I tried it, Teddy, the salted honey butter.
It's ridiculous, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I love salt. Mm-hmm. I would have, and it is salty. It definitely lives up to its name. You slap that on the cornbread, and I slapped it on pretty thick. The boys were giving me a hard time, but it was yummy. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 5 o'clock. It means it's time for The Drive, which means we have to talk about the biggest story in sports, Bill Belichick and the UNC Tar Heels. Stiz just threw a fist in the air like he's celebrating. I don't know what you have to celebrate as the lone defender of Bill Belichick left in the city of Boston, but we'll find out next in The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
Our phone lines are open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.